Thank you, Scott. So in the program, it's listed that I'll talk about ovocytal development and maturation of the tarnished plant bug. So I've titled that as the next piece of the puzzle. So we will continue to look at Novaluron's impact on the tarnished plant bug, Lygus linearis. Many of you in here know the life cycle, and I would just like to point out that the ranges for each of these stages will vary greatly depending on food supply and temperature. There are over 700 documented hosts for the tarnished plant bugs, and that is including wild hosts as well as cultivated crops. We know they have piercing and sucking mouth parts, and it's the enzyme that is secreted into the plant tissue that causes the necrosis. In the Mid-South, tarnished plant bug is the most economically important pest in our area. And for the state of Mississippi, this year we had 623,000 acres of cotton planted, and approximately two-thirds of those acreage are located in the Delta area, and one-third is located in the hills. And so here I'd just like to point out the number of applications that have been used over the last 16 years to help manage tarnished plant bugs. And so the red area, the line that's on top, this is for the Delta region, and it ranges anywhere from 3 to 7.5 applications per year to control plant bugs. And the light line, the line that's on the bottom, this is for the hills area. And on average, that is about 1.5. So there's definitely a big difference in the number of applications that are required when you're looking at the tarnished plant bug. So when you want to put a number to those a price to the number of those applications, still looking at the same 16-year period, there's been a range from about 23, and it has gone up to about a little over $97 an acre. So it's very substantial to our growers to control this pest. And if you notice in 2012, we start to see a decline in some of those costs. And we know through our Mid-South Entomologist Working Group, we have to control plant bugs using an integrated pest management approach. And so all of the things listed here are being used to try to manage that pest. There's two things I want to point out. If you look at the very bottom where it says new chemistry, this is Transform. I know it's not new today, but on the previous slide where we started to see the decline in 2012, that is when Transform came out. And so we did see a benefit from that. And I'm aware today we have a Section 18, so Transform is limited for us. What I'm going to look at is the Diamond or Novaluron applications, and it's recommended for early Diamond or early application. And so Novaluron or Diamond is an insect growth regulator. Many of you know it's a chitin synthesis inhibitor. It is effective on nymphs, and it does have some sublethal effects on the tarnished plant bug adults, and that's what we're going to look into today. There's been reports in the past that Lepidoptera, as well as some Coleoptera, they've seen a reduction in the egg hatch rate, and there's been a lot of research conducted at Mississippi State. This research here was conducted by Jeff Gore at the Delta Research and Experiment Station, or center in Stoneville, Mississippi, which is in the Delta. This is from 2010. This started out as some small plot studies. And what I want you to see here that has been determined and also has been recommended for a few years now, the best time to apply Novaluron or this insect growth regulator is during the third week of squaring. On the far right, that is application when no Diamond or Novaluron was applied. So moving from a small plot study into a larger plot, large block evaluation, here this is in the Mississippi Delta as well at three different locations. All of these areas were treated the same, okay, for controlling plant bugs, except the IGR was applied at the third week of squaring. And so we had three farmers. The fields were large, and they split each field in half and applied half with Novaluron and the other half would not. And you can see, as I mean, there was definitely an increase, okay, in yield potential whenever Novaluron was applied at the third week of squaring. So we did have that information from a field study, and then we wanted to move and see what we could find out, what impacts we could see in the lab. And so here I conducted this as a part of my master's project, and we had the check. We had newly emerged one-day-old adults. We used six-day-old adults and 10-day-old adults. And we exposed these adults through diet incorporation with approximately 600 parts per million, which would be equivalent to a midfill rate for our area. And so what I want to point out to you, if you look at the center area, that's the eggs laid per female per day. In our lab study, if you can catch those plant bugs that are newly emerged, there were no eggs laid. Now, I realize that may be impossible in the field, but in this lab study, this is what we found. And then if you look at the adults that were 6 days old, and then those also that were 10 days old, there was no significant difference between the check. Move over looking at the percent of egg hatch. Okay, we had approximately 26% in the check that hatched. Of course, none of the newly emerged adults because there were no eggs laid. And then if you look at the 6 or 10 day old adults when they were treated, they are both significantly different from the check. So we had this study, and then we wanted to look at, okay, is there a difference, okay, when males were exposed to Novaluron, when females were exposed to Novaluron, or when both male and female? And so here, looking at the middle column again, number of eggs laid per female, there was no significant difference from the check. When you look at the percent of eggs that hatch, okay, regardless if the female was exposed, the male, or both male and female were exposed, they were all significantly different from the check. What I want to point out here and focus on in the next step is the female. If you look at when females were exposed either alone or with the male, that was the most significant reduction that we saw. So here we know that females are producing fewer viable eggs, okay, regardless of the age of the plant bug adult. Whenever they exposed, we do see a reduction in the percent of egg hatch. And when you look at some studies, that makes me, you know, if we're going to focus on the female, is Novaluron or insect growth regulators affecting their ovocytal development? And there's not a lot of histological studies out there with ligus and insect growth regulators. However, there are some studies out there using Aedes aegypti, mosquitoes, and insect growth regulators. And they showed similar results, okay? There was no difference in the egg lay, but when you look at the hatch rate, there was a significant difference, a reduction there. And it also stated that chitin was found in the eggs, the eggshell, and also the reproductive organs of mosquitoes, Aedes aegypti, I should say. So this brings me to my the hypothesis here. If they saw similar results with Aedes aegypti and ligus with the percent reduction in the hatch rate, is it affecting their ovarian development, the plant bugs? So insect growth regulators possibly have a negative impact on ovarian development and the maturation. That is the new piece of the puzzle that we're looking at. So I wanted to investigate the effects of Novaluron on the ovaries of newly emerged female plant bugs. And of course, we would use the untreated female serving as the control. We used a diet incorporation. We did use our lab colony that we've had established at Mississippi State since 2005, I believe. We used newly emerged adults. We had three reps. There were 10 females per rep, and we had the two treatments. So using the diet incorporation, again, the plant bugs were fed for 48 hours, and then the ovarian tissue was dissected immediately after those 48 hours. And they were processed, and pictures were taken using an inverted microscope. So the results here that I want to show with you, the new piece of the puzzle, okay, Novaluron treatment does affect early vitellogenic oocyte. And if you look at the first picture, the EVO there, That's the actual oocyte, the early development stages of the oocyte. It's nice and oval. And then FC there, that's the epithelial follicular cells. Okay, we're just going to call that a cell wall. And there's blue dots around that. They're round. They're evenly spaced. This is the untreated. When you move over to the treated, okay, and look at that cell wall, you'll notice that there are a lot more white spaces in there. And so those blue spots have been spread apart. They're not even as they were before. And then the second picture here, where it has the DO, that's the showing the distorted oocyte. And comparing that to the first picture right here, this is nice and oval. And then when you look at it here, it's almost flat. So when the oocyte continues to develop, there's two regions in there. And in the germinarian region, that is where the vitellogenin or the yolk protein is deposited. And that yolk protein, it starts here at the early developmental stages, but it follows through the development of that egg until the neonate would close. And so the treated section here, if you notice the asterisk, right here, the yolk protein area, the deposits, they have been significantly reduced. And there's a lot of spatial vacuoles listed there with the white spots as well. And out of the 30 treated and 30 untreated females that we used here, I would like to say that 78% of those showed these similar results. So in conclusion, looking back at maybe older pieces of the puzzle, we know the best time to apply Novaluron is during the third week of squaring. We know regardless of the age of the adult exposure, it shows a significant reduction in the hatch rate. We have females are producing fewer viable eggs. And the new piece of the puzzle, okay, with the insect growth regulator and the effects on ovocytal development, it definitely affects that. It sequesters the yolk protein, and this study strongly suggests that Novaluron inhibits oogenesis. I would like to acknowledge Dr. Ron Kitt with the Mayo Clinic. He's the one that took these images for me. And then the insect rearing lab workers that helped, because without them, this would not be possible. With that, I'll be glad to take any questions.
We do have a couple of minutes for questions, and I have a couple of questions. One of them is a two-part question. Have you done anything or any idea what would happen with late instar nymphs if you see that carry over into adult reductions? And the other one is, if you stop exposing adults to Novaluron, do those ovaries recover? Do you have any idea on that?
Okay, so the question, there were two parts.
Late instar nymphs,
if we saw any effect on those. And then the second part was if we stopped exposing the adults, if we saw a difference. And we have not done this enough to actually continue or have enough. We did enough just for the dissections. But one thing, in the early study when we did see the difference, you know, with the 0, 6, and 10-day old adults, and we did see a difference there in the hatch rate. When I get back, we have planned to do future studies and looking at older adults and their development to see if the ovarians, you know, the ovarioles look similar or any different. So that may lead there. And with the larvae, we have not, because we picked just enough to use and be able to dissect, so we did not have anything extra. There be another question?
Any other questions?
No. Yes, sir. Mr. Ryan, I am not sure, but most of my stuff, or all of my stuff, actually, I've had one little component in the field, but the majority of it has been in the lab. But I do know that they are recommending that you mix insect growth regulators with other classes to get, you know, better control.
All right, time's up.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.